You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, and I'm Kate Botello here with the Griffin Trio, part of the Leelanau Summer Music Festival, and they have a concert coming up tonight. So they were gracious enough to come by Studio A and talk and play with us first. Hello, Griffin Trio.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Annalie Patipatanakun is with us playing the violin. Roman Boris is playing the cello, and Jamie Parker playing piano. The three of you have been together for a long time. You have 17 recordings, 75 commissions, and you've been together for 24 years. That is a long time to work together as a trio.
Yeah, it is. You know, and actually when we were having our 20th anniversary, we were doing an interview in Winnipeg, and we were asked, you know, what's the secret to the longevity of being together this long? And I said, what do you need? And I said, you need two patient people and one cellist.
Oh, dear.
So it begins.
But truly, your repertoire is so varied. I mean, a lot of trios and quartets kind of have one thing that they focus on, and you are very much working between the very avant-garde and the brand new, and then recordings of classics and favorites of the repertoire. How do you come to these kinds of decisions?
Well, we take them one at a time. Worked our way towards projects because we were particularly interested, because we were embracing opportunity. We're based in Toronto and have been lucky to have a few organizations there, presenters on one side, new music organizations and other that have sort of taken us under the wing, or certainly did in the early days, and introduced us to all sorts of opportunities and supported our ventures into repertoire expansion through collaboration. And so that's, you know, I think we've always been proceeding with an idea that there wasn't really anything out there that we didn't want to do. I mean, we've run into a couple of things over the years that haven't been that easy to do.
But we love the variety of repertoire, I think.
And I think we're all of the same mind that, you know, we're constantly learning. And we never shy away from any encounter that we have because, I mean, we've met some incredible people along the way.
Mm-hmm. And we started commissioning just about 2.5-3 years into being together. And so that really has been a part of what we've done since almost the beginning. And it's really been great. I mean, there's, you know, lots of composers, terrific music. It is something that I don't think I want to spend all my time, you know, doing new music, because I will always love Beethoven, you know, and I will always love these other composers. So I think it's great to have the kind of blend and mix. We all, you know, we've done some pop songs with a friend of ours, and it's just a lot of fun to sort of, you know, reach out into different directions.
I mean, in Canada, we're fortunate to have councils. I mean, we have our provincial council, we have our federal council that support commissions, so that's how most of our works have come to be. But we also have a program at a high school, an arts high school, that is now, I think we've been doing almost 18 years, where we have 30 or less little miniature piano trios created for us every year by a class of grade 11s.
It's been really rewarding, and I mean, sometimes we get so busy doing all of these things, we can't. It takes an opportunity like this to talk to somebody like you to say, "Hey, you know, that's a
We're
pretty
busy.
Cool thing. We're busy,"
and that's the best way to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we've talked about again these different types of repertoire that you do, but you still love Beethoven, and we have some Beethoven to listen to this morning. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play the first movement of the Archduke Trio.
Thank you. The Griffin Trio with Beethoven's Archduke, the first movement. Now, before we heard this piece, you were talking about the grade 12s and the grade 11s that are creating music for you and working with young people to create new repertoire. And that is a very big part of what you do. You have another huge program that I'm fascinated with, your Listen Up program. And what you say about that is that it's built on the understanding that all children have the potential for artistic expression, but are rarely given the tools to flourish. What are the tools?
Well, I mean, they vary, but I mean, it's basically opening their ears. I mean, what we've and opening their eyes and giving them some skills, some understanding. You know, there's a challenge out there these days for presenters and just our community as music makers, and that is that youngsters these days just aren't being introduced to the sometimes quite complex world of classical music and art in general. You know, pop music is a brilliant thing, pop art and all of that. I mean, it's designed to be easily and immediately digested. Other art requires a bit more background, and that's what we're trying to do with Listen Up. You know, I mean, we just play this Beethoven. Imagine, you know, what that must be like for somebody who's never heard a piece that's 7 minutes long, never mind that it's part of something that's considerably longer than that. So with Listen Up, kids, we go and we produce these things. We find a partner, and we've worked in 12 communities across the country, including ones that are very just outside the Arctic Circle.
I just wanted to add to that opening statement that you had. I mean, music is the link for this project, but what I love is that because of the diversity of options, because of the art, because of the poetry, spoken word, it just continues to evolve. It gives the children many opportunities to explore creativity. But the most important thing is that it's a forum for them to be heard or acknowledged.
Okay.
Right? It's not just about the creation, but they get to present.
Listen Up starts, it involves, you know, writing poetry or spoken word. We have different sorts of artists that come in, and depending on what their passion is, we have them work with the kids. And in the end, the composer writes a piece that combines the poetry with the motifs that the kids have written for children's choir. We muster a children's choir. The kids sing. We bring Rob Capello from New York in May, typically, and we spend 3 days working all day long with these kids, and we develop a 90-minute show that features all of the art, projections, all sorts of processionals, recessionals. We get the audience singing. We get the kids reciting their poetry and doing whatever else that the teachers. It's also a great opportunity for the teachers to sort of fulfill their sometimes squashed aspirations as educators. I think that's been very important to us and been an incredible way for us to kind of get right in there and nurture creativity.
So let's hear another piece from you. Again, we started off with the Beethoven. We've talked about how you perform things all over the spectrum. And our next piece is, of course, a big change from the Beethoven. What are we going to hear next?
You're going to hear a tango by the great bandoneon tango master Astor Piazzolla. And this one is called Death of an Angel. Thank you.
Oh, such fierce beauty in the Piazzolla, both of those things. That's just wonderful. You just heard the Griffin Trio performing Death of an Angel by Astor Piazzolla. So excited for tonight's concert then. They're here for the Leelanau Summer Festival. That's why we get to have them grace Studio A with us today. What's coming up on your program tonight?
Let's see, we're going to be playing actually a piece by a new Canadian, Danuk Widjuratnyi. This again, another one of these sort of triple threats, composer, conductor, improviser. He's been a keyboardist touring with Yo-Yo Ma's Silk Road Ensemble. But a terrific piece he wrote for us called Love Triangle that's got some... He spent some time growing up in Dubai as well as being born in Sri Lanka. So we get some sort of, you know, 7-meter, you know, Indian rhythms and some exotic pitch bending in the strings. And so really, really a terrifically exciting piece. And then Beethoven Opus 70, number 2 in E-flat major. And what else have we done? Rebecca Clark, piano trio. So
a great range of flavors for the performance tonight. So excited for that. And then after this, you have your big chamber festival coming up?
Yes. Yep. This is true. We are the artistic director and our advisors of the Ottawa Chamber Music Society's Chamber Fest, which is an annual festival that spans 2 weeks, starts on July 22nd this year and runs until August 4th. And there are about 100 events over 2 weeks. So it's a kind of a mad feast and fiesta for people who love music made by small ensembles. We've really kind of expanded that definition over the years. Of course, the core repertoire is extremely well represented. We usually have almost 10 string quartets, 3 piano trios, but also all sorts of other small ensembles that have roots in other cultures around the world. And so that's a lot of fun. And that's that'll keep us, we're always exhausted after that and then trundle off to some other festivals and look like, you know, somebody hit us with a flat iron. But
we end up the summer, we'll pass out in a plate of sushi in Vancouver, so it'll all be good.
There you go. Well, they're all still fresh as daisies if you're coming to the concert tonight, so you're in for a treat. Roman, Jamie, and Anna Lee, the Griffin Trio, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank
Great
you,
pleasure.
Kate.
Nice
thank
to speak you. With you.